Kia haka i te ake i te rā waiata e te iwi ki te pōhiri mai a koutou katoa ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. He oi anōra e tātou mā he manuhiri tā māua ko Jau i roto i te whare kōrero i tēnei wā, ko Jasmine tēnei. Kua hau mai ki te kōrero e pā ana ki etahi huarahi atu e te kirihau, nō reira me tā huri ake māua ki te pōhiri aia. So Jazz, can you introduce yourself to our listeners here in te hiku o te ika, who you are, where you're from?
Kia ora koutou, ko Jasmine Tokuingwa, no kāwhia hau ko Ngāti Mahuta me Ngāti Maniapoto me iwi, ngā iwi.
Nei rati mea tu, kia koe, kia koutou katoa, e hou mai nei ki rotu i te whare pā pāho te hiko te ika. Now this is a kaupapa quite dear to many of our whānau up here. At the moment, in regards to other avenues that we can take to protect our environment, Papa Tūnuku, ngā āhuatanga o Tangaroa Hoki. So give us your kaupapa that you have brought in today.
So the kaupapa is about bringing back our traditional resources and our cultural values and tikanga.
All right.
And utilising our natural resources that we already have.
It's such a beautiful kaupapa, and we've seen the kōrero on Facebook, and we've read the articles about using alternatives to plastic. And I just asked a little pātai just then, how long have you been using the kite as an alternative to plastic?
About 6-7 years I've been weaving, so yeah.
So what made you want to weave, and what made you jump on this journey? And does your whānau support and use the kite as well?
Yeah, all my whānau use the kite. My inspiration came from my grandmother's and my whānau over here, yeah.
Oh, awesome, because we do have a few initiatives around here like Kaitaia Plastic Free. And they have a few of the older kuia around here. They get together and they sew some bags out of used T-shirts and other things like that. And this is another kaupapa that some have touched on. But it's awesome to see that outside of Kaitaia and Kirikiri, outside of Te Tai Tokerau, that others are also looking to alternatives that actually are something that our people already are quite engaged with, and it's a part of our culture. So... where are you looking to, or how far are you looking to expand this? Are you hoping that the country takes this on, or are you starting little with just the whānau at home?
My goal is to just encourage and inspire our rangatahi, our people in general, our communities, to just bring back what we already have, what our ancestors already had, and utilise that.
But definitely is a great initiative, especially when the government decided to phase out the use of plastic bags. A lot of people were in a little bit of array because, you know, they were worried, if there's no plastic, what are we going to do, you know? And then seeing these types of alternative is actually awesome, because we see it as our natural resources, you know, and it's something that we get from our backyard. And Jazz a beautiful kete and bring it into the office today. Joel and I actually had a little bit of daru-daru before you started.
No.
We were like, who gets to take the kete home? And Joel said, no, I think the kete should stay here. And I was like, no, I should use it for my shopping. But it definitely is beautiful, and I want to thank you for this gift. And
You're welcome.
There's a lot of tikanga around raranga as well. Do you maintain those types of tikanga, such as karakia and giving back to the whenua afterwards, things like that? Yep. So what is the process you go through to hanga these harakiki?
So we find us a harakiki bush, do our karakia, do our preparation. And
awesome. Awesome. It definitely is a beautiful kaupapa. So thank you, e hoa, for your contribution into, you know, bringing us back to our roots, our harakeke roots. Engari, it is a kaupapa that a lot of us are re-adopting, and it's something that our tupuna were used to, and then we kind of, you know, adopted the Pākehā way and started relying on plastic bags and things like that. And it's not just for carrying food as well. You know, we could use the harakeke for many things. So just before we finish our kōrero here, do you have any final words for the listeners in Te Hiku o Tika to encourage them to go back to the Māori way of living?
Yes, go back to our cultural values and our tikanga, and there's more than more health benefits than just replacing plastic is, it's a value in itself, where our physical, our mental, our spiritual well-being, recognising all those.
Oh, can only imagine it, the holistic process going through it, and how not only can we come out with the actual product in the end for us to carry things around, but also in the process that you learn about the harakeke. As you said, you're still following through with karakia and other things, and all the learnings that you come out with by simply creating a kete. Nō reira, neira te mihi atu ki a koe, ki a koutou katoa, e whai wā ki te kōrero ki a Māwatahi ko Daphne. Ai. I te rangi nei, i rungi tō tātou hōtako taumatahanga, i rungi te reo irirangi o te heko o te ika. Aye, so again, thank you for taking the time out to join us and to discuss this kaupapa with us here up in Te Hiku o Te Ika.
Thank you.